Welcome to Talks with Maria. In episode 227, we are talking about... What are we talking about? We're talking about the yes energy and how amazing the yes energy is to live with life, business, and relationships.
I've been sick for the past 7 days since last Thursday. I caught the flu and I have been trying to get better. And you guys, it lasted a week for me to feel better. I still have a little bit of congestion. Good morning, Cindy, or good afternoon where you're at. I guess it's afternoon here, huh? But I'm feeling a lot better, and I wanted to come on here and talk about living in the yes energy. And living in the yes energy, what does that mean? And then also realizing how often in life, in the day, do you... Hi, Cindy, how are you? How often in life, in your day, in your week, in your month, do you live in the no energy? The no energy. See how that no energy feels heavy? It feels low. It feels limited. It feels like a brick wall in front of you and you can't move forward. How often do you feel that you live that way in your 24 hours in your life? How often do you live in the no energy? And I want you guys to about that, because when you realize, you know, the percentage of living in the yes energy and living in the no energy, you can take a look at your life, your business, your relationships, and see, why is it that way? Why is my business a certain way? Why are my relationships a certain way? And then also, why in totality my whole life has panned out the way it has, right? You can really assess if you live in the yes energy or the no energy and see how everything else kind of connects and why things have kind of been a certain way for you. So one of the things that I have been doing these past, the top of the year, I started reading, if you guys haven't followed me on my story, I've been reading this. Robert Greene is an amazing author. He's a phenomenal author, and he writes about behavioral science, why people do things that they do, cognitive development, brain activity. You know, he talks about psychology and the understanding of human behavior. Really, really insightful things, guys, especially when you're trying to understand life. So I've always been very curious at a young age, why things are the way they are. You know, I've always been curious about that, and particularly people. I've always been curious about why are people the way they are. You know, I'll look at my sisters and I'll ask, why are my sisters the way they are? And why is my mom the way my mom is? Why do I respond the way I respond? And I've always been very curious in that sense. And at a young age, I started reading books all around behavioral understanding and the science behind people and personality. So Robert Greene is one of those authors that I have deeply read on. He's written on... anyway, I'm not going to talk about what he's written. But in this book, The Daily Laws... The Daily Laws is all about daily readings on just the things he has written in the past. So today is January 12th, right? That's your better result. And every day I've been looking at this, I've been reading it, it's a passage, and today's reading is on the obstacle is the way. Really cool. The obstacle is, so this is funny, because I read this morning, I woke up, and the funny thing, every day this morning, I've been waking up, and I open my eyes, and I'm like, today is the day I feel better, right? Like, I feel better. I already feel better. My nose is fine. I don't have congestion. Things are good. Then, seconds later, my nose starts, like, I don't know what happens to my body, but my body's like, she's awake. Let's flush out her nostrils. And then out of nowhere, all of my nose stuff starts acting up. I start sneezing. I kid you not. I wake up. I swear to God. I'm like, wow, I'm better today. Every morning this week. And every morning, seconds later, my nostrils start getting crazy. And I literally have, I don't have it near me, but I literally have a roll of tissues near my bed just because it just starts running out of nowhere. Anyway, I went and got my coffee, opened my book, right? That's one of the things I do when I wake up. I grab my coffee and I open the book that I'm reading this year. So I opened it up to the day and it says the obstacle is the way. I'm like, huh, interesting, read it. And, you know, a couple hours later, my husband and I decide to get into a mini argument this morning. Just about, I don't even know really what, but just something just trivial, like not a big deal. You know, for those who have been married, you guys know that marriage can be very difficult sometimes. And, you know, little things can set somebody off. And this morning, that's what happens. Little mini argument. And you know what I remembered? I read it in the book today. The obstacle is in the way. So, or not in the way. The obstacle is the way. So, I asked myself, okay, how do I deal with this? And how do I handle this the best way? You know, how? Right? And I always like to ask Source and God, anytime I'm in a weird, challenging moment, or I'm in a conflict with someone and they're in front of me, I always ask myself, and I bring my spirit back into my body. Because sometimes, you know what happens? You get so angry and your spirit comes out of you. And you're no longer in your body, right? And your spirit, you know what happens is your spirit remembers all the history you guys have had. So your spirit is no longer in the present moment. Your spirit now is recalling all the fucked up shit that's happened between you guys, and then also the fucked up shit that's happened to you, and then also the fucked up shit that's happened in your past life. It's no longer present with that person who you're dealing with. So I have trained myself, anytime I get into some weird thing, I call my spirit back into my body. Body, bring my spirit back. Spirit, come back into my body. And then I stay present. That's why being present is so important. Because when you are present, you can deal with the situation that is in front of you. Not the situation in your past. Because that's what happens a lot. Is we leave the present moment and we try to heal the past in this present moment. And that's why there's a clash. Right? There's like a... That's when things get fucking fucked up, right? And so anyway, I bring my spirit back into my body, and I say this in my head. I don't do it in front of him because he thinks, you know, my meditation, spiritual things, he's not really crazy about. He's very more pragmatical, logical, and I'm very much more this. I tell myself, spirit, come back into my body. And then I ask, literally in my mind, what does this person in front of me need the most? I literally ask with an open heart, what does this person need in front of me the most right now? Every time I ask that, anytime I get into it with them, I asked that, the answer is never different. The answer is always the same. And the answer is love, appreciation, affection. It's all the lovey-dovey things that I think a grown man might have trouble, you know, saying, but we'll say it in different ways. So, and that's where I ask you guys, do you guys live in the yes energy, or do you guys live in the no energy? And the yes energy means you are in the present moment, and you're asking spirit, you, source, God, universe, whoever it is that you pray to, how do I live in the yes energy when I deal with conflict? Right? How do I live in the yes energy when I deal with challenging moments? And it's really hard to be compassionate when people are mean to you. I think that's really hard. I think it can really feel like you're being a little bitch, right? Like, I'm not a little bitch. You know, you can't be a bitch to me and then think it's gonna fly, right? There's a level of that. However, that does come with a combative energy. Now, if your overall goal is to have a closer relationship with people, to have more connection, to have more love and appreciation, we have to let go of that righteousness that sometimes we hold on to. Right? And that's what I say. Do you live in the yes energy, or do you live in the no energy? And the no energy is connected to righteousness, your ego, oh, you're not going to disrespect me attitude, right? Now, am I all for boundaries? Absolutely. But I think there's a balance of enforcing boundaries, but then also being very kind about it. Because when people are mean to you and you're mean back, it causes a bigger problem. But when somebody's mean to you or says something mean and you're loving and kind back, that person feels bad. They feel bad about, like, fuck, shouldn't have been mean, should have been nicer, I'm sorry, right? But when you come back with the same energy or greater, then you create the next level to an argument, to a fight, to a disagreement. So I always like to ask, and maybe you guys can ask yourself, do I live in the yes energy, or do I live in the no energy? And how often in life, in the days that you are in, how often do you live in the yes energy? And how often do you live in the no energy? Because once you start taking a look at that, you can really assess changing it and shifting it. Now, your next question might be, okay, well, Maria, now that I know this, what do I do? Well, the biggest thing is connecting to source, doing meditations, asking, literally telling your spirit to come back into your body, hey, let's be present, you know, be in the moment. And literally do the things that you really want to do that feel good, right? So today it felt really good for me to talk about this in my life. I haven't gone live this week, and I like to do things that feel good, that feel nourishing, and doing these, talking about these concepts, healing concepts, feel nourishing to me. Because as I talk about it, I'm also talking to myself. See, anytime you go and talk to people about much of anything, you're really talking to who you are. You're talking to the internal programming of your mind. So as I'm talking to you guys about healing or business or money or any kind of things that I always come on live on, I'm really talking to my inner programming, and I'm reinstilling all of the things that I teach. And I always teach, which I'm trying really hard to be more like this in 2024. I always teach on choosing compassion more than trying to be right. Period. point blank, compassion versus being right. And the reason why is I think, you know, my life has, you know, I've seen a lot of things in my life. And in coaching, I've seen a lot of clients come through, leave, come back. You know, it's like really interesting how it's like a circle. They leave and they come back and then they leave and then they come back. Some people stay. Like, it's very, it's like a, it's circular, right? But what I notice is that in life, the most important thing is not necessarily financial success. While I think that's really needed, you need to have financial success to live a comfortable life. But the most important thing are the relationships around you. And when you are surrounded by people that really love you and really appreciate like you and your quirkiness and your talents and just the you that you are, that essence of you, that is a rich life. Oh God, here it comes. But when you're around people who you feel like you're constantly having to like fight against or like try to prove that you're not a bad person or you are a good person or you're all these things, life can be very challenging and it can make you feel and question who you are, right? It makes you question like, am I really a bad person? And the answer is no, you're not. You're not a bad person. You just happen to be around people that don't really appreciate the qualities that you have, right? And these are different qualities. People have different qualities, and that's okay. It's fine. Now, what you get to do is you get to take ownership of, well, who is in my community, right? Who are these people, and who do I now get to surround myself with? Because every single day, you can really choose who you surround yourself with. You can surround yourself with amazing, loving people, or you can choose to feel like you're with people that don't really appreciate you. See? So you have the ownership, you have the power, you also have the responsibility to create the community you really want, right? So I always like to say in the new year, who is the community you're going to be around? Is it going to be more spiritual people? Is it going to be more business-oriented? Are they going to be more people that read books, maybe like reading books, or people that do fitness things? Are you going to be around that? Take ownership in who you surround yourself with. Also, take your power back in that, because there's so many accesses now, especially with the internet. You can really go and join groups, physical groups, virtual groups, and literally surround yourself with people who are like-minded like you. Really feel like you've curated your own life versus trying to make these people in your life like love you when it's like it's just so much energy to do that. You might as well let these people be. You know, I'll be here when you need me, whatever. I love you. However, I'm gonna be around people who are like me, who have the same energy as me, and who appreciate me because they're just like me, right? You have the power to do that. And that again connects with the yes energy. The yes energy is, yes, you are unique. Yes, you are powerful and you can manifest anything you want. You are loved, you are appreciated. And that is the yes feeling. The yes feeling is light. Life, you know, it's like a meadow that has flowers blooming. It is not no energy where you're around people who don't appreciate you. See the difference? So I want you guys to start taking a look at, you know, this weekend. Look at your weekend and every day ask yourself, am I living in the yes energy or in the no energy? And if it is in the no energy, switch that. Start doing things that feel good to you, that nourish your soul, your heart. Maybe take a walk, do a bath, journal, pick up a book. Maybe turn on something really like powerful to listen to. And that will shift you back into the yes energy. But you have power in doing that. And I want you guys to take ownership of that power. Hey guys, All right. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening. Cindy, have a great weekend.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.